After three of the dumbest months in modern American political history, something kind of wonderful happened Wednesday night at the Reagan Library. Carly Fiorina took a machete to the Donald Trump balloon.
You know, I think Mr. Trump is a wonderful entertainer. He's been terrific at that business. I also think that one of the benefits of a presidential campaign is the character and capability, judgment and temperament of every single one of us is revealed over time and under pressure.
By treating him more like an embarrassing, if beloved, house pet than a serious competitor, Fiorina, Rand Paul, and even Ben Carson put the Donald on his heels, leaving him with little more than misfired put-downs and bizarro anti-vaccine rants. For whole stretches of a time, the oxygen hog was silent, leaving the candidates to talk about, of all things, ideas. So that's the good news. The bad news? The ideas. Did you know that ISIS was on the verge of toppling Western civilization? That immigration has already destroyed us as a country? That the military has been cut so much to the bone that the Marines can barely even tie their own shoes? These surreal assertions and more were treated as indisputable fact by wide swaths of the GOP field. But amid the nonsense, there were glimmers of hope. Rand Paul showed belated signs of life, pointing out, accurately enough, that if you want to go to war again in Iraq, you have a Bush and a Clinton and about 14 other candidates. An honest-to-goodness discussion about drug policy revealed Chris Christie to be the lying bully that he is. And some candidates even talked about our $18 trillion debt and unsustainable entitlements, of all things. But the candidate who gave us the most reason for hope wasn't Carly Fiorina or Rand Paul or even Ben Carson. It was Lindsey Graham.
They started drinking together. That's the first thing I'm gonna do as president. We're gonna drink more.